A new movie in theaters today is titled The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and film critic Kenneth Duran found the movie itself odd.
The Odd Life of Timothy Green is a when-you-wish-upon-a-star fable in the old-school Disney style. It's just the kind of inspirational, family-friendly comfort food it feels churlish to rebuff. But though the film's heart is pure, its execution is so cloying and contrived, it brings on tears of frustration. Odd Life's underlying premise is that if you wish hard enough, miracles will happen. The Greens, played by Jennifer Garner and Joel Edgerton, wish for a child.
Just for tonight, can we have a kid?
You know that, the kind of kid that you always believe.
Someone honest. You want a truth teller?
Yeah, I do. I want one like
but
that.
But our kid can't be perfect.
Well, I don't want one of those annoying
kids.
Okay,
how about this? Honest to a fault.
Yes. We have a winner.
Yes.
How great an athlete are you picturing?
You were terrible at soccer.
It's not true. How about this? Just once, our kid, amazing kid, got to score the winning goal.
The Greens write these traits down on pieces of paper that are buried in the family garden. A freak thunderstorm dumps a ton of rain on the site, and before you know it, 10-year-old Timothy, covered in dirt, comes out of the garden and into their lives.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Timothy. There's something you need to know about me.
I came from the garden.
He looks like any other boy, except for the leaves around his ankles. Though it's grounded in fantasy, Odd Life is really about the Greens' drive to be the best parents ever. So they overprotectively overparent Timothy like crazy.
What did you put in there? He's
well,
about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. Notebooks, pencils. Oh, there's a box of tissues on the bottom. It's a Band-Aid. There's a whole first aid kit, actually, just in case. A variety of healthy snacks.
Watching helicopter parents in a movie is just as boring as it is in real life. It's not only the Greens who push too hard as parents, this entire film pushes too hard to make us love it. The problem with The Odd Life of Timothy Green is not the oddness of Timothy's entry into the world, but how calculated this movie becomes once he arrives. Wishing upon a star may have been enough to make a good movie once upon a time, but not anymore.
Kenneth Duran reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
Of course, one question Hollywood faced in recent weeks was whether moviegoers would be out in full force or home following the drama at the Olympics. Well, Variety reports The Bourne Legacy earned less than expected on opening weekend because people were watching Sunday's closing ceremony in London. The latest Bourne movie took in just over $38 million. That was $2 million less than initially expected. So blame the Olympics, or was it no Matt Damon? It's Morning Edition from NPR News.